This is the Daily Update for Tuesday, November 14, 2017. U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions has asked senior federal prosecutors to elevate issues concerning the Clinton Foundation. He was told to get busy or get out, basically. So this includes allegations that the Clinton Foundation benefited by a uranium deal with Russia. Let us not forget that Chelsea Clinton said she used the Clinton Foundation as her personal bank account. But we all know that the Clinton Foundation had benefited by Hillary's time in the State Department and by her husband Bill Clinton's time as president. So this is called stealing out in the open. They do it in front of everybody, and then they think they are above the law, and they're not. So now we're starting to see some action. So the government is going to simulate a biological attack. The testing will be done in Newkirk, Oklahoma. A release of titanium dioxide and spores in an insecticide called Dipyl is going to be released in the community. So basically, this is a poor community. Their medium income is around $23,000 a year. And then it's 80% white poor people, 10% Native American, and then anybody else and anybody else. So they don't want it. The people in the town don't want it. They said, why are you testing on us? They're just doing it and they're pushing it on them, which is unconstitutional. So why not a wealthy area? How about Washington, D.C., for instance? How about Capitol Hill? So they want to use live test subjects against their will to see if their biological agents can penetrate buildings, which can be done anywhere, anytime. You don't have to do it there. But this is amazing, and they're pushing against these people. And let us not forget about government tests in the past where people actually had died back in the 1950s when they released biological agents against a poor population that was predominantly black. So let's think about that when we think about this, right? So a new book alleges gay sex in the Vatican dorm and a history of shady banking added to the predatory pedophilia history of the church. Gianluigi Nuzzo's Original Sin reproduces documents from the Vatican's scandal-marred bank, also sharing information from private bank accounts from past popes and their private secretaries in the tune of millions upon millions of dollars. So there is a gay subculture in the church that has been exposed. And all of this, you know, I'm reading the story. I'm reading all these different things that they've done. The disappearance of one of the priest's 14-year-old daughters, for instance. Things like that. All of these things have been addressed. This guy was arrested for this and then put on trial in the Vatican court. And they were told they had no jurisdiction, so they had to let it go. Even though they found two other people guilty. So go figure that out. But this guy is coming forward saying, look at this church. Are they about God? Are they about anything good? Are they about raping children and hiding money and doing terrible things? They own a munitions factory, for God's sakes. And people follow this, and it's just mind-boggling because it's a man-made religion about power and control. So this book, very interesting. If you want to know more about the Catholic Church, I suggest that you read it. So, in keeping all that in mind, today is Loosen Up and Lighten Up Day. Today for people who are uptight, to loosen up, lighten up, see a brighter future, a nicer day, and just get out of the funk that you're in and maybe be a little kinder to the people around you if you are like that. Today is Operating Room Nurse Day, so it's about the nurses that assist in operating rooms and doing all the deeds that need to be done. And then, of course, nurses are a huge part of healing and a huge part of medical society. And I think they actually do more than doctors, if you ask me. So today's the day to think about those nurses. Today is National Spicy Guacamole Day. So why not have some guacamole sauce and put some hot pepper, a habanero, or something like that in there and enjoy your spicy guacamole day. And it's also National Pickle Day. I love pickles, man. And I am a pickle connoisseur. There are many different types of pickles in the world, thousands and thousands, and it's nice to try them all at one time or another. So enjoy your pickle today on Pickle Day, but it doesn't have to be Pickle Day to have a pickle. So don't get into a pickle, have a pickle. This is the Daily Update for Tuesday, November 14th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Pascristian.